We're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph at the bottom. Start again. Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yisroshi Rebbe Yehuda. When Nazir Tame starts his new Nazirus Tahara on the seventh day after he takes a haircut, or on the eighth day after he brings his korbanos. My time with the Rebbe. Omar Krol the Chiper Olam Me'ashichot Al Nefesh. The Hodr V'Kidesh is Rosho. First the Kapara, which means the Korbanos, and then he begins growing his hair again. Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer, in Kain Le Makro, the Kidesh is Rosho, V'Yom Hahu, Lamali. That's why he's have to add by Yom Hahu. In Eino Inu Lishmini, if it doesn't come to tell me the eighth day, which it's talking about, Tinu Inu Lishvi. So it comes to add another day that he can start his Naziris already the day before. Rebbe Nomi Hoksi Bayomahu. Rebbe also says Bayomahu extra. Amr Lecha Rebbe Ahula Hachiv Da'asa. Lomr Lecha Afapish Lohevi Korbanosot. Even if he didn't bring his Korbanos, he can still start counting his new Naziris. It doesn't depend on bringing the Korbanos. It depends on the eighth day. Once the eighth day comes, even if he hasn't brought his Korbanos, he, can start counting his new Naziris. Rav Chizda, my duchke laok mek Rav Yosef Yehuda. Why did Rav Chizda set that brisa like Rav Yosef Yehuda? Lok mek, lok ma, one second, my duchke laok mek Rav Yosef Yehuda. Lok ma kigom the nitma the chazya balel shmini. The Rebbe he. Could even say it goes like Rebbe. We said that if a person became tame twice, one carbon will suffice. So how is it possible to become tame twice, and really there should be two carbonos, but one carbon will suffice? So Mar said, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is very good. You became Tommy on the seventh day. And You didn't have a chiyuv yet to bring your korbanos. So, and you became Tahor on the seventh day, and then became Tommy again on the seventh day. So really you have two chiyuve korbanos, but one will take care of it. But according to Rebbe, it has to be on the eighth day, so you already were fit to bring a korban on the eighth day. So that korban can't now be motzi for another tumah that happened after that on the eighth day. So therefore it can't be Rebbe, it has to be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Well, you have two tumas and one carbon will take care of it. So Mar says, well no, set it up like Rebbe and say like that. You came tummy at night. Right? The chaz of Balel Shmini. Doesn't really saw anything. He became tummy at night. Right? The night of the eighth. So he wasn't roy for a carbon. And he was a new tumah. And one carbon now will take care of both of them. Just like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda on the seventh day. Rebbe he, medalom mokim lo karebi, since Rav Chizda didn't do that, leimek asover laila lab mechusar's manhu. Right? Machlokas whether laila is considered mechusar's man or not, since you couldn't actually bring the carbon at night, so is that considered already as if you can't bring the carbon, or no? It's what's it called, since it's the day that you will bring the carbon, that's already considered that day. Okay? So a lot of halachas if laila is mechusar's man. For instance, a carbon, is only kosher from the eighth day on, after birth. Right? How about the night before? It's not, you can't bring it as a korban, but is it considered already mechusar's man or not mechusar's man? Look, I'll be psulim, whatever, other halachas or whatever. So that's a shaila, what's it called? So mashma from Reb Chizda, the fact that he didn't say that laila's lav mechusar's man is considered a time that you're roy to bring the korban, even though you can't actually bring it at night, and therefore if he became tameh the night of the eighth, it also would not be yotze with that one korban. You'd have to bring another korban. Om Ravada Barava, no. Hobo Hotalia, no. Rav Chizda could hold either way. I amris lai lila mechusar's man, emas mechze le korban le tzafra. Naziris nomi lo chay le tzafra. Right? If you hold lila is what's it called mechusar's man, that means that you can't bring your korban till the next day. That means the Naziris also, the new Naziris can't start till the next day. So therefore, what's it called, being Tomei at night is not going to, it's not a new Tumah, it's all one long thing. It's still part of the old Naziris. The Amris Laila ain't a Mechusar's man. If you hold Laila's not Mechusar's man, Naziris Tairo, Chayel Miursa. Then your new Naziris starts at night. Right? And therefore, what's it called, ain't a Chanami, and the carbon is also Lab Mechusar's man. So therefore, it's what's it called? You can't be yotze with one carbon. So man of shach, Rav Chizda couldn't have set up the brisa like Rebbe. Only Rav Yosef Yehuda, Zirashi. Rav Chizda Let's see, my time of the Rebbe, the Omer Lochaila Aleha Nazirus de Tahara Ad Yom Havos Kobernosov, the Omer Krov, the Chipper Allah Meshachot Ala Nefesh, the Mashma Emosai the Kiddush Yisro, Shoshi Yaskal Limnos Bo, Bisman Shekipper Allah, the Hainu Bishmini, which is the Korbanos. Rav Chiz, the Maiduchi, the Okme Kareb Yosib Rebbe Yehuda, the Okme Karebi, Umashkachas Lo, the Isbahu Tumas Harbe, where's a case where you'll have a lot of Tumos that are Yotze with one Korban, Kigon de Chaz Yabalel Shmini. He saw the night of the 8th. Chlomer de nitma b'leil shmini. V'hai domer de chaz yolav davka. Hocha. Ela aydi de noket b'meseches krisis nakte ila hocha. Over there it's all about ziva. So you saw something that made you tame. Here you became tame to mesmeis. V'chazer v'nitma b'leil shmini. He was tame before. He became tohar on the 7th day. And then he got tame again the night of the 8th day. So it's a new tuma. The tumos harbe ika. It's not one long tuma. It's a new tuma. Mikivin the nitma b'leil shmini v'chayva le tahara. The ain't no chayva leim ela korban echad. But he couldn't bring the korban yet, so one korban will suffice. L'fishadayin lo higia yom shmini shoysa shoha re'uya lo havi bo korban. It's not roy to bring a korban at night. Umid lo mokim lo Rav Chisda b'chay gavna. Since Rav Chisda didn't say that, he said the braisa can only go according to Rav Yosef Yehuda. And it's talking where he became tamei again on the 7th day. Right? And they weren't chayv in the korban until the next day. Valiva the Rebbe Tifshot Minah the Islela Rav Chisda the Laila Lab Mechusas Manu. Masli Rav Chisda holds Laila's Lab Mechusas Man, and therefore, since it's Lab Mechusas Man, it's called the time that it's roy for a korban, and the Mela it's not yod. You're not yotzi with one korban. The Im Nitma B'Leil Shmini Havi Kenitma B'Yom Shmini. It's just the same thing as if you be Tommy on the 8th day. And then since you were roy for a korban, you're not yotze with that korban for this tumah, that korban goes for the first tumah. The nitma b'shor hashiru yilavi korban. Afagav the enu korv arayom. Even though you can't actually bring the korban till the day, but this is the day starts already at night, that you're fit to bring a korban. The ad hayom, ram yahalai liyom v'chayiv korban al kol achas v'achas. We connect the night to the day, and what's it called, and therefore the korban already is chal on the first tuma, and you need a new korban for the second tuma. Omer of Arabarava, afilu isle Rav Chisda de Laila mechusas manu. No, Rav Chisda could hold Laila is mechusas man. Akati lo mesuk malayla Rebbe, do haba hatalya, because monefshach. The iamris le Rebbe mechusas man havye Amos Mischazi le Korban le Tzafra when Naziris Tahara Nami lo Chayla ale Tzafra. The new Naziris can only start in the daytime, because the Korbanos, he said it's totally in the Korbanos, not the actual bringing of them, but when it's considered you can bring them. So if you hold Laila as Mechusar's man, the time of bringing the Korbanos is the 8th day in the daytime. Therefore any Tuma that happened before that is from the old Naziris. It's all one Tuma. So it's not many Tumas, it's only one Tuma. The Hilkach Kimetami Balel Shmini Kula Tuma Richter. It's all one long Tuma. The less Loch Lemaimer Bahu Tumas Harbe. It's not a case of a lot of Tumas that one carbon takes care of. It's one long Tuma. The Amrish to the Rebbe Eino Mechusar's Man, the Laila Nomi's Man Hakrova. Right, if you hold, the Rebbe holds the Laila's Lav Mechusar's Man. And even though you can't, the Poel bring a carbon at night, but the day of bringing the carbon starts at night. Right, the Isbahu Tumas Harbe, so it's Tumas Harbe, because you already went to a new time where theoretically you could start counting your Naziris. Naziris Taranomi Chalami Ursa, the Chayiv Korban, I'll call Tuma Vatuma. Then your new Naziris started that night, then your Chayiv, what's it called, on each Tuma, something, another Korban. Hilkach Lomasuk Rebbe Klau. Therefore, either way it can't be like Rebbe. So there's no raya what Rav Chisda holds, because either way he holds, Laila Mechusar's Man or Laila Lav Mechusar's Man, it still can't work out like Rebbe. Okay. Gufa. Nitma Bishvi, the Chazar V'Nitma Bishvi. Right? Person became Tomei on the 7th, became Tahar, right? Became Tomei, and then he became Tomei again on the 7th day. Eino mevi ala korban echad. So you only bring one korban, and we said that goes like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Nitma bishmini, v'chazer benitma bishmini, but if he came tamei on the 8th day, and then again on the 8th day, mevi korban akol echad v'echad. He has to bring a new korban for each one, since already he's, it's a new Naziris. So maschil l'mona miyad, divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Elezer, the Gura takes out. Divrei Rebbe. and he begins counting his new Naziris immediately. The Chachamim Omrim Korban Echad Al Kol Ad Sheyavi Chatoso. It's all one korban until he'll bring his chatos. Once he'll bring his chatos, that separates them. At that point, he has to bring a new korban on the other tumah. But any tumah he'll have before he actually brings his chatos, right, that is what's it called, is considered all one tumah richta. Hevi chatos of a nitma, hevi chatos of a nitma. If he brought a chatos and then he became tamei, brought another chatos and he was tamei, right, maybe korban al kolecho. Then he has to bring korbanos for each one. Because when he comes Tomei, he brings a two birds, one or chatos, one an ola, and an asham. Okay. Hevi chatos velo hevi ashamo. What if he brought the chatos but not the asham? Then mona. Then he can start counting his new naziris. It's only the chatos is ma'akev, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Omer, Keshem shechatosu kikvaso, chen ashamo ma'akvo. No. He has to bring the chatos and the asham before he can start counting his new Naziris. So we have three different shitas. One is you start counting the Naziris on the seventh day. Rebbe holds you start counting on the eighth day even before you brought any of your korbanos. And the Chachamim hold that you have to have, you only start counting after you bring the chatos. But if you didn't bring the asham yet, you can still start counting the new Naziris. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan Bruka holds you have to have brought the chatos and the asham to be able to start counting the new Naziris. Where it says Bishlam al Rabbi Omar Krah the Kiddush Esrosho Bayomahu Afal Pishlo Hevi Karbanos. If he learns from the Ribuy of Bayomahu that the eighth day is when you start counting, even if you didn't bring your Karbanos yet, any of them. Rabbanan Ahu Afal Pishlo Hevi Ashamo, and the Rabbanan learned Bayomahu is to tell me on that day, even if you didn't bring the Asham, but you had to bring the Chatos. But it comes to tell me the Asham is not Ma'akev. Ella Rabbi Shmuel. Right, Ahula Mali, according to Rishmol, you have to bring all the chatos, you have to bring all the korbanos, what's by Yomahu Marbe? Right? Nice, it's on that day, and all after you bring all your korbanos. Omer lacho, hafopishlo, hevi olaso. Right, there's still an ola. One of the birds is an ola. Even if you didn't bring the ola, you can still start counting. So that's why it says by Yomahu. For Rabbanan, ola lo boy miuta. And the Rabbanan hold, no, you don't need a miut for the ola, because doran be almahu. An ola is just a present. It really has nothing to do with affecting finishing your Naziris. It's just a korban the Torah said to bring at the time that you finish your Naziris. But it doesn't have an effect on the Naziris, like a chatos does or an asham does. Rashi. Tana Rabbanan. Nitma b'shvi, v'chozav nitma, v'isvarim d'garsinam be'gufa. Not Tana Rabbanan. Nitma b'shvi u'shibushahu. That's the gears we have in our Gemara, and Rashi says it's a mistake. The kaimelon the cholhecha the cost of gufa the kvar nishne sahish ma'isel le'el. Gufa means that we already had this before and we're going back to it. Right? Let's go back to what we said before. The ilu hachalon nishne cloud. This brice itself we never had before. Maschil u'mon leziris tahara miyad. But really it's Rebbe. Okay, because Tosus says Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold like that. So the Gra takes out Eliezer and just puts Rebbe. The Chachamim Omrim Korban Echad Al Kol Ad Sheyavi Chatoso. Hevi Chatoso V'Nitma Mevi Korban Al Kolachas V'Achas. That's when you begin your new Naziris after the Chatos. Hevi Chatoso V'Lo Hevi Ashamu Mone. Naziris de Tahara. However, if you brought the chatos but you didn't bring the asham, you also start a new Naziris. Aval im lo hevi chatos o enomone. But if you didn't bring the chatos yet, you can't start counting your new Naziris. La olam ein maschilim ninos Naziris Tahara at shiovi chatos o echad mehalolu shnei torim shemevi echad the chatos. One of the two birds that you bring for a chatos. Sheim nitma kodim shehevi chatos o enomevi ala korban tuma echad. And then, since it's all one long Naziris, you can't start your new Naziris, so any tuma is a long tuma, and one carbon suffices. Avolim hevi tchatoso, velo hevi ashamo, keves ben shnoso la asham, monu Naziris yemeitara. But if he brought the chatos but not the asham, since he could start counting his new Naziris, this tuma is a new tuma, and you need a new carbon. Kach ashamo ma'akvo, shlo yaschu limnos achiyavi ashamo. And the chachamim hold no, that both the chatos and the asham are ma'akev. and you can't count start counting your new Nazirus till after you brought both the Chatas and the Asham, and therefore any Tumah that happened before you brought both of those Karbanos is taken care of with one Karban. Versus Bishlam of the Rebbe, the Omer Maskel, the Mona Miyad, that's why you need Bayom Ahu to tell me, even though you don't start counting till the eighth day, when you could bring your Karbanos, but you don't have to bring any of the Karbanos to start. Afa Bishlo Hevi Karbanos, Maskel Limnos Mbobiyom, Ul Rabbanon Osi Leahu, Afa Bishlo Hevi Sashama, the Rabbanon also could learn Ahu, to tell me that even though you didn't bring all your Karbanos, you still start counting. But you have to bring the Chatas, but you don't have to bring the Asher. And however is Rabbi Shmuel going to do? Bayomahu, you have to bring all the korbanos, the Asham and the Chatas. So he says, Afal Yishol Hevi Ol Aso. No, it comes to tell me that even though you didn't bring the Ola, there's three korbanos you have to bring. The Ola is not Ma'akiv. She'echad Ola, Bavad Shehevi Asham v'Chatas v'Maschel Dinos. He can start counting his Nunaziris even if he brought the Chatas and the Asham, but not the Ola. And the Rabbanan say, no, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that if he doesn't bring the Ola, he can start counting, because the Ola has nothing to do with the effect on his Naziris. It's Stama Doran, Stama present. Mishum Ola lo mi boya, dehi lo ashya lo mishum Ola v'lo mishum Naziris, ela le Doran bi'alma. It's not coming as to be mechaper on anything, it's a present. But it has no effect on the Naziris itself.